Blog Talk Radio.
Why don't we just shoot the video right here on stage again? So, I'm going to bring my brother out here. If y'all feel like being in this motherfucking music video, you need to get hyped as fuck.
Summertime, fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm trying to get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting, cause I'm looking super fly with you. A fly with you, a powerful, you do something to me. Cause girl, I caught the vibes like you do something to me. So I threw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who is that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron, now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, the sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold Patron. God bless the homegirl that drove us home. No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you is clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the shit that she wears. Therefore, you sit and judge a nigga off the shit that you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? You say you're scared if you're scared, but if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we get it right into the weed, mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way, you think about me all day. That's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Yeah.
Lush Radio Online with your sexy, sexy host, Emma E2K. Welcome. That was J. Cole featuring Drake in the morning, and that's the new morning jump. Timberwolf. That goes dedicated to my secret admirer who has revealed himself. And I go that feasible. You know, well, actually, it went out to me because he dedicated that to me afterwards. So, but I'm glad everybody's listening, everybody tuning in on the Facebook. Everybody give me that Facebook check-in so I can be able to give you your props and stuff. I have another dedication. Actually, I got it last week from Giselle, and I told her I was going to play it. And, you know, of course, I'm a woman of my word, especially when today is Women's Day. And Women's Day, and we're rocking out for the whole Women's History Month. So I'm going to have another couple of facts like I had on the last show. I'm definitely going to give you some of that. But I'm going to go into Mike Posner, Please Don't Go. And that goes out especially to my girl Giselle from Florida. And I told you I had you this week, so this is for you.
I feel the sun creeping up like tick tock. I'm trying to keep you in my head, but if not, keep running from the marble that I live like. Yeah, you got me begging, begging, baby, please don't go. Like tomorrow, will you still be here? I don't know.
And listen to all feel good music, you know. Somehow, you know, this weather going back and forth. You already know my throat is a little scratchy, so. But I'm always, I'm always going to do the best I can. Let me go into the phone lines before I continue on with the show. 857, y'all, with MIE2K on the Midnight Hour on Lush Radio Online.
What's going on, Emma? It's your boy Bugsy checking in with you on the 1-2.
Peace, peace, peace. That's definitely peace. You know, it sounds like I'm trying to be extra sexy. Actually, it's my throat, ayo, no homo. I hurt. It's the weather. It's weather that just be messing all of us up.
I thought you was putting on the Midnight Hour voice.
Yeah, I know. You know why? I'm going to let people believe that. Why not?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with me? What be wrong with me? So how you doing in this Women's Day? Did you honor any women today?
Oh, shucks, man. I honor women every day, man. You know, I say every day's Mother's Day with me, man, because y'all women go through so much, man. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, us brothers don't help, man. There's some good ones out there. There are some left, but, you know, y'all do go through a lot, man. We gotta take our hats off y'all every day of the week.
Definitely, man. Thank you. That's peace. Shout out to Francis who's on the check in on the Facebook. Yes, Mama, I'm fine. You know, just I guess a little under the weather. My voice is sounding, you know, a little extra sexy, I guess, or less raspy or whatever you want to say. But I'm cool. Thank you for your concern. People are concerned about. It sounds like I was crying. That's what. Oh, okay.
Tell him you was listening to Lenny Williams. Lenny Williams got you crying.
I won't be on the air crying, right? I won't be on the air crying. I'll cry after or before the show. Never during. But anyway, what do you think about that J. Cole featuring Drake, that In the Morning song?
I didn't even get to peep that. I actually did see you and Lush put that up. I didn't get a chance to hear it yet, but I think I'm going to have to.
Oh,
I see y'all co-signing it.
Man, that's the first jump off I started with. I went in early, early, early with that one. I may just play it again during the course of the show. I'm gonna go into other joints, you know, and give something else an opportunity. But it's popping, and it's definitely that morning song you want to dedicate. Feel me? So that's the new morning song. So. You know, when you want to wake up next to someone in the morning, that's the new morning song, you know, and I'm going to leave it at that.
So when the brother's in the kitchen getting his Ben Rains on from Baby Boy, that's the joint he got to have playing in the background?
That's the song. That's the song. It's co-signed by Lush Media Online already, so that's the song. MIE2K already has been blessed and, you know, they're really dedicated to me. That's the song. I'm telling you, that's the song. That's the one. But let me go back to the sounds. I got another dedication. Well, Derek, I got you. Derek is on the check-in. Derek Sanders on the Rocks Entertainment. I got you on the Kenny Lattimore. I just got to play one more thing before yours, which is Mario, Let Me Love You. So let me go into that, Bugsy. I'll be right back. You stay with me. And this one goes out to Vin.
Let me be the one to
that's how it's going down at the midnight hour. I go straight into the dedications before I start playing the joints that I like. Even though today we started deep with the J. Cole and Drake in the morning, so that was for the morning heads. My next request is actually from Derek from On the Rocks Entertainment, and it's Kenny Lattimore's For You, and that's his and his wife's wedding song. That is so hot. So, I definitely got to play that for my brother and my sis. You know, enjoy. It's definitely comes out to you. Honeymoon and having a wonderful night and making more and more babies. Shout out to everybody that's on the check-in. Shout out to Nareen, who just hit me up on the Facebook. Nareen, I got your request. I have one right before yours, and I'm going to go right into that one. My voice is a little weak tonight, so I'm going to play more music when I'm going to talk. Yippee! this one goes out. She doesn't want me to give her a name, but she definitely wants me to play the song. And it's a Big B song, Beyonce, Broken Hearted Girl. So for all the broken hearted girls out there, I guess this song's for you, but you know what? Never fear, never worry. Today is Women's Day. This month is our month, but every day is our day, and every year is our year. So your broken heart mends, and everything does get better, all right? You will heal.
You're everything I touch and never was, and nothing like a touch you could have been. But still, you live inside of me. So tell me, how is that? You're the only one I wish I could forget. The only one.
told, you know, the brokenhearted girl, like I said, you know, you will heal. It will pass. It will mend. You will be okay. And, you know, you would get fly, get yourself pretty, keep on moving with the moving, with the move on, and find yourself another chapter. You know, relationships are just chapters in life. Sometimes we have short chapters and sometimes we have long chapters. But in order to have a good book, you know, a good book of life, you need several chapters. So you need to go through certain things to come out on the other side a much better person, a stronger person, you know, a more knowledgeable person. If we don't pass through certain things, we don't learn from them. And sometimes when we don't learn, we don't grow. So see that actually as a positive thing as opposed to a negative. So now I'm going to go with my lady's request. My lady wanted to listen to Prince, to my baby daddy. Shout out to Prince, doing all, you know, his 1-2s all over the world, doing his concerts and all that. And, you know, I stay here, hoping and praying that one day, you know, I too can put, you know, Mrs. in front of Prince and be Mrs. Prince. But this goes out to Nyrene. Nyrene, I adore you. so you can see. I'll be your eyes so you can see. I just, yo, that line is so deep. I just love me some Prince. You know, who says that? Who says things like that? I will be your eyes so you can see. That's some deep love, man. That's definitely adoring somebody. And shout out to my ring that went out to him. He wanted to listen to some Prince tonight. And I hope I fulfilled your need. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay, who's on the check-in. I see you, girl. I got your request. But I do got two requests ahead of you, so I'm going to play those. And, but just rock with me. Rock with me. All right? So peace, queen. And I appreciate you listening. So we're going to go into now, it's like two more requests. Okay, we're going to go into the Alicia Keys. Again, I don't know what's going on tonight, but it's a lot of broken hearts going on, and it's a lot of healing, man. My women are hurting. My females are hurting. My women are hurting. Y'all got to get hold, you know, of yourselves, man. Y'all got to, I guess, you know, let me play the music, let it out, release it, and then the next day you're able to think with a clearer thought. The sun will come out, man. The sun will come out tomorrow, and they are brighter days. Just believe that, you know, hold on to that. You believe in nothing else. So shout out to all the females with the broken hearts, man. Here's Alicia Keys, Sleeping with a Broken Heart. Yeah, shout out, like I said, to the ladies that are going through some broken hearts. We got some real sad dedications. I mean, I'm playing them, but ladies, you know, it pains me to see y'all, you know, in such agony and stuff. Oh, man, it's not even good. But, you know, I hope that those songs actually are making you feel good, because the point of the night is for you to listen to feel good music. And sometimes it's like that. Sometimes, in order to get over a hurt or a broken heart, you need to feel, you need to listen to those type of these type of songs. I hope it uplifts you as opposed to bring you down. You know, that's just my main wishes for you, ladies that are going through whatever you're going through. You know, I'm here. We stand strong as women. Today being Women's Day. And actually, in the whole history month, I want to throw out, you know, a couple of facts. So here goes. In 1879, Mary Walton developed a method of deflecting smokestack emissions through water tanks and later adapted the system for use on locomotives. So that's as far back as women have actually come up with stuff to invent back all the way 1879. So, you know, that's just to show you that even though in some things we have started late, you know, as far as voting and things like that, we haven't been looked at equal. Women have been planting the flag on a lot of pioneer stuff a lot of years back. So, you know, shout out to all the women. I'm trying to pay as much homage as I can to all these women that came before us and definitely have laid it down and paved the way for us. I also want to give a shout out to Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. This Saturday, me and Lush Radio Online, we were there on deck. It was awesome. We had an extraordinary great time. We took our kids. We had our kids there. So, you know, for us to have our children in a location, it definitely was a place of unity. It was a lot of family. Shout out to Ronnie. I seen you, DJ Dome Wrecker, was in the building. You had a Cindy Sugar Rush. Shout out to La Tere. This is her vision. This is actually her fourth year. Shout out to DJ Chela, La Bruja, Lynx. Super Size Spanish Fly. It was just so many ladies out there. Shout out to Sonia, who came out and had a great time vibing with all these queens and all these positive women that were out there, you know, just nothing but uplifting and having their children. Shout out to the families and the men that came out to support the movement. It was a night of unity, peace, and family. Staying active was the main message of the night. And, when you say active, you don't only mean, you know, active in diet or whatever, but active in your community, active in your family, you know, just the word active. So I thought it was awesome. You know, we had an extraordinary time. Again, shout out to La Tere and to all those volunteers for Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. We was out there and host those, all those great signs that they have posted up. That was just affirming and motivating everyone that read it. So definitely shout out to y'all, and I'm glad that I was a part of it, and I will fully be there next year. So now I'm going to go into my next request. This request is for T, and T, All I Want Is You by Miguel featuring J. Cole.
Never thought I'd see the day that you my old girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hup one, hup two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
I wonder sometimes, I wonder if I was wrong. Got me here. Now all I am is alone.
Independence Day, Will Smith, baby girl, who I'm kidding, still sick, real issue, all my new news seem to get old real quick, hey, could it be, you everything that this plain couldn't be, is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be, lost in the playaway, so they get hold of me, got me on layaway, girl, you got a hold on me, I say I'm wrong, you say come again, damn, said I was wrong, look, don't rub it in, I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of hula, how they coming in, just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will, I'm praying, weight on my chest like I body build, I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing, and come back, baby, boomerang, rank, rank.
Thousands of lives have been shot down in the bullets. control.
Yeah. Yeah. Every breath I fight today. Yeah. It's as hard as these four walls. I wanna break. Yeah. I told the cops I wanna see it tonight. Messing around with me.
If I rule the world makes me feel good when I listen to it. So
is actually fitting on the Midnight Hour. And I got you. I got one request more ahead of yours.
Oh, it's all good. I'm here, baby. I'm here. I'm off. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get into some midnight stuff myself, you know, all night long thing, getting the songs ready. I just definitely wanted to show you some love. You all right?
I appreciate that. But, you know, I want you to listen to your Nas, too, so don't tune out until I play your joint.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm going to be here. I'm in the streets right now, so, you know, you got me for right now.
Cool. That's peace. Thank you for calling, and, when you're ready for the mixtape, just holler at me. You got my personal number anyway, so.
Yeah, that's most definitely. It's real crazy out here, I'm telling you.
All right, just hang with me. Shout out to Teresita La Tere. That's me calling her, but shout out to La Tere. She says, my love. She's about to knock out, but she popped in and is catching me. So shout out to La Tere, definitely. She, like I said, her vision is the one for the Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen that we was at on Saturday. And it was a beautiful event. So we're going to go to one request, and then we're going to go into Life's request, which is the Nas. But before I play Nas, someone has requested, and this is a new one. No one has ever requested this, but I think it's pretty hot. So somebody's requesting Selena, Dreaming of You. That's been a minute, so we don't go back with this one. Again, I don't know why people are kind of requesting but don't want to give their names. So shout out to you, boo, that's requesting Selena, Dreaming of You. Again, I don't know why people don't want to leave their name today, but shout out to you, boo, who wanted to hear the Selena Dreaming of You. I hope we made your night with that one. I know, Life, you're on the street and you're on the go, so I want to definitely play your joint before you have to get off and stuff. So we're going to go straight into Life's request, which is Nas featuring Lauryn Hill, If I Rule the World. And, This goes out to you. I hope you enjoy.
Absolutely. I love it.
loved it. That's how I'm feeling right now.
That's peace. Mm-hmm. That's peace. And you just brought me that positive energy, too. You know I love me some Nas. So shout out to Nas, definitely, and Lauryn Hill for that one.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I love it. I love what you're doing, Joe. And I'm sorry I missed your birthday party, too, Mama. You know what I mean? I was with Nas that day till they came through. Oh, but I had to skate off. You know what I mean? I just wanted to tell you that. I didn't get a chance to talk to you.
I know. I appreciate it. Things happen, though. You know, when I was much younger, I used to stress about things like that. If people didn't show up to my birthday party or stuff like that. But, you know, when you're walking in the right walk and you're at peace with yourself, you know, all that stuff don't matter. See, now we're conversating. Now I get to hear your voice. This moment matters.
Yeah, definitely. You know it's all love with you, Emma.
Definitely.
You know it's all love
here. For sure. For sure. All right, well, so thanks for calling. Stay hanging with me until you can, because I know you're ripping and running. But in case you get off the line, I don't get to see you or speak to you again. Hope you have a peaceful night.
Truly, you too, ma.
All right, you too. Thanks, peace. So yeah, man. So, you know, earlier I was getting a couple of requests, you know, with the heartbroken situation with the women having the heartbroken and stuff. And ladies, you know, you need to love yourself, man. You cannot really look upon a man to love you if you don't have enough sufficient love for yourself. You know, a man knows a woman that loves herself and respects herself and appreciates herself. And then he comes along and just loves you more and respects you more and appreciates you more. So, you know, have him to compliment you. Have him, you know, to be there to make you happy, not to make you miserable or not to break your heart, you know, because that's not what relationships are about and that's not what men and women should come together for. You know, so they definitely should come together to uplift each other. So with that being said, I'm going to go to, now it's my turn, I'm going to go to one of my classic or favorite, the boredom will start bugging out. Okay, I'm going to go, now I had it tuned up and now I got to go back and look for it. I have it tuned up, but you know what? Let me just go with AG. I want to play some AG from DITC, and is Where You Been, AG. This is one of his new joints.
Live on location. Everything buried. If you think we ain't ready, better look again. When she did, I took a friend. Just to show her I could do it. Andre the Giant, I could prove it. See, we moving at a pace where the future don't matter. Living in the moment, she said you was a rapper. I switched the chatter, we writ the chapter. In my mind, I'm saying Barry lost her mind. Oh, I meant to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? Real long time. In my mind, she fine, but I meant to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? As we climbing up the vine, we lost contact. One of the weapons of psychological combat. Ask me, am I still a smoker? So much purple and green, you think I've smoked a Joker? Laugh sexy, ask me what's buried. My reply is what's not. She from Kingston, so I told her blood clot. She know I'm fucking with her. Started blushing and she told me that she always loved a nigga. Then she said,
where you been?
I'm saying she's so fine, then I had to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? Long time, real long time. I've been torn around the world, yens and euros. My rap shit legit, ask the bureau. And I ain't fucking with no one, just adding zeros. The heat close, so I don't get robbed for my De Niro. Then she said she married with children. I smile, but can't explain exactly what I'm feeling. Good to see you, by the way, girl. You took it to the top, used to be around the way, girl. But you never told me.
Where you been?
Where you been? Real long time. In my mind, I'm saying she's so fine, but I had to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? She gotta go, I said, you leaving me again? She smiled, gave me email and BBM. Then we text from time to time, think about whatever. But we won't slip, cause too much at risk. Let's just go with our memories. And I remember how I used to punish her like a penalty. Back when we thought we was meant to be. He asked about her first love and she mentioned me.
Where you been?
AG, the God, Andre the Giant, from Digging in the Crates, and that was one of his new joints that he has out there. And, you know, shout out to you, to the God. that's definitely worth a cool one. When I heard it, you know, I got that feeling. I'm telling you, it's just, you know, it's just one of those, okay, where you been? All right, makes me feel good. I like sometimes to be asked where I've been. Sometimes. Now, if you're doing it too much, that's kind of stalkish, like, that's not nice. Don't be asking me where I've been. I be is where I'm at. all right, so now, you know, this is the time that I just start going to random, just playing joints that I like after I played everybody's requests. So I want to go back to the J. Cole featuring Drake in the morning. You know, I started with that. But I need that again. And this goes out to everybody that loves the morning. I'm just gonna leave it like that.
Why don't we just shoot the video right here on Facebook? I'ma bring my brother out here. If y'all feel like being in this motherfucking music video, you need to get hyped as fuck.
Summertime, fine. I let you get on top, I be the underline. I'm trying to get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things, or you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit with shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting, cause I'm looking super fly with you. A fly with you, a powerful, you do something to me. Girl, I caught the vibes like it do something to me. So I threw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who was that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron, now we zone in. Baby, you're so fine. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Baby, you wintertime cold. The night is still young, drink that dinner wine slow. I'm trying to make the goosebumps on your inner thigh show. I'll let you beat me there as far as finish lines go. Yeah, and if you gotta leave for work, I'll be right here in the same bed that you left me in. I love thick women cause my aunt, she rode equestrian. I used to go to the stables and get them kids to bet me. And I would always ride the stallions whenever she let me. I'm joking, I mean that thing is poking. I mean you kinda like that girl that's in the US Open. I mean I got this hidden agenda that you provoking. I got bath water that you could soak in. Things I could do with lotion. Don't need a towel, we could dry off in the covers. And when you think you like it, I promise you gon' love it. Yeah, when light's coming through the drapes and we're both yawning, I roll over and ask if I can hit it in the morning. Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, the sun rising while you're moaning. Baby, can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Yeah, can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning.
Hey, hey. God bless the child that can hold his own. God bless the woman that can hold the throne. God bless the homegirl that drove us home. No strings attached like a cordless phone. You see, my intentions with you was clear. I'm learning not to judge a woman by the shit that she wear. Therefore, you sit and judge a nigga off the shit that you hear. Get all defensive, apprehensive, all because my career. To be fair, I know we barely know each other, and yeah, somehow I wound up in your bed. So where we headed from here? Just say you're scared if you're scared. But if you're through frontin', we can do something. And you know just what I'm talking about. Tomorrow you'll be calling out. Cause tonight we getting right into the wee, mom. Cook a nigga breakfast after sex is like a reward. Then I go my own way. You think about me all day. That's just a warning. And can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Can I hit it in the morning? Can I hit it in the morning? And can I hit it in the morning? The sun rising while you're moaning. Yeah.
Answer to that. Do you even have to ask, you know? And just go on to the next the next jump off. Shout out to P. Wills. This goes out to you, Jagged Edge. I gotta be.
Starting the light to get.
that was definitely Jagged Edge classic. So that went out to P. Rose. Shout out to Zeta Rivera, who celebrated a birthday. Looking good, mama. Looking good. Shout out to all those celebrating birthdays. And celebrating baby showers, celebrating birth, and actually saying goodbye, you know, to those that return into their essence. I think we do it backwards. We actually supposed to celebrate those that go to their essence and cry when those babies are born. You know, we cry when they're born because of all the horrible things that they're going to experience. And we rejoice when someone's dying because they're finally resting in peace. So thank you, everyone, for listening. You know, I appreciate everybody. God bless. Thank you for supporting LushRadioOnline.com and the Midnight Hour and your sexy host, Emma E2K, every Tuesday from midnight to 1:30 in the morning. Also, check me on Saturdays, E2K on the Spot from 8 to 10, where I stream live to my sister Lush. I had a great time this weekend again with you and Talia. We did it up in New York City, like always. You know, to all my sisters, to all my queens, celebrate your day, celebrate your month, you know, and just celebrate yourself. Be happy and love yourself. Embrace yourself. Take out time just to, you know, just to be with yourself. And some of y'all, you know, will be surprised to see what an experience it is. You know, it's awesome when you can love yourself and then someone else comes and loves you more on top of that. So with that saying, I'm going to close up the show today with Joel Ortiz. And then, oh, wow, I mean, I haven't heard this one, and this is always a feel good for me. So call me, all right? There's an on my number, you already know. I'm here, 24/7. Call me. And if you don't, hit me on my Facebook, Emma E2K, or on the Twitter, Emma E2K. Peace, and I'm out.
Call me. Call me.
Listen.
Call me.
I said I remember.
Call me.
Hey. Call me.
She had that perfume with the only smell. Hair scrunchied up in a ponytail. Gold hoop earrings with her name on them. I had the Coliseum fronts with the fangs on them. Ooh, thinnest waist with the fat. Had me all happy to go to math class. Yeah, I had to go for it, baby. Sent the letter over, circle yes, no, or maybe. And she looked back with the cool blush, showing me the results of a nice toothbrush. Yeah, we rode home on the same school bus. Confident, cause listen, I'm crushing these new Pumas. Yeah, and she told me she's from the south side. Told her I'm from Cooper, she looked at me with her mouth wide. Like, I got fam out there. I gave her the number, now you got a fan out there. Man, I really hope this girl
call me. I remember.
I'm bumping my Smith & Wesson. Knock on my room door, ma, give me a second. Threw on a t-shirt, slid on my old eyes. Opened the door, she passed me the phone, oh my. So I took me a deep breath, yo. Fingers crossed, I answered the phone, hello. Boy, so official. Hey, Joelle, what you getting into? I said, I'm getting dressed to come get you. She laughed. I said, it's Saturday, a nice flick. She agreed, meet me at the Commodore at like 6. Threw on my Jabos, dusted off the bowl. Zipped the Helly Hansen out the door, good to go. She's standing there, stretch pants, 54/11. Yelling, hurry up, they want me in the crib before 11. Did the movie thing, a little bite to eat. The whole night was sweet. Ended it with a kiss, some light on the cheek.
This is a throwback right here. Joel Ortiz. I said I remember. But she used to call me. Call me. You don't talk about.
So it's a little more than a date now. Yep.
she be in the crib all late now. Ha, we be kicking it, then we lay down. Turn the lights off and press play on the H-Town. Ooh, we being fresh like Easter. I made her vibrate like my beeper. Uh-huh. My mother said she a keeper. I can see myself trying Mrs. Ortiz. Then I bumped into Lisa telling me how she missed me. We up in this party, I'm feeling a little tipsy. She trying to kiss me all in my face. One thing led to another, we all in the staircase. She told Tasha, who told Christy. My phone rang the next day, how could you kiss me? You said you love me and we'll always be together. Do me a favor, Joel. Don't you ever, 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 ever. A party in Sabaka. Oh, yeah, that was like 95, and I'm still tripping over that. Damn, she look good. Sometimes I think I hear call me. But it's all good.
Just to call me.